We are joined in the media center following the AAA Texas Fall Nationals here at the legendary Texas Motorplex with our pro stock winner, Greg Anderson. Greg, huge victory in the final round over Jed Coughlin, your sponsor nemesis, obviously a mutual respect the racers, but please walk us through your race day.
Well, I don't know where to start. I guess we'll start with first round and my matchup with my teammate, Jason Lyon, who's he certainly had what we consider our best hot rod of the fleet, at the KB fleet for the last half dozen races, and we think has got the best chance to, you know, to find a championship this year. So it's just almost a no-win situation, you know. No matter which way it goes down, if I lose again, it's depressing because I keep losing first round in the countdown. If I win, then I've knocked his chances of a championship this year seriously in the butt. So really a no-win situation, but you got to race. Every time we race, we lock horns, we go 100%. Whoever wins, and it really doesn't matter what the stakes are. So we prove that every time we go race, and that's what happened. Luckily, I got the win. Second round, Erica Anders, you just have to be perfect against her. Everybody knows that. She does a great job of driving the race car. She's had the fastest hot rod for the last several weeks now. The thing is absolutely on a string lately. She's the favorite right now, and to knock her out was huge. It was absolutely huge. That saved the day, you know, for beating Jason first round. That kind of saved his bacon. It saved a lot of guys' bacon that are in the points championship. So I made a lot of friends with that one, I think, outside of the elite camp throughout the pro stock pit with that win. So a lot of happy faces at the finish line, a lot of congratulations, and then it's move on. It's time to try and find a way to win a national event, and those are so hard to do, Joe. And third round against Derek Kramer, he just won the last race. He's got a great, great race car. He drives it, you know, fantastic. They crew chief it great. You don't have any margin for error there either. And thank my lucky stars, I came up with another good reaction time, and the car made another great run, and I won a close race by thousands again. And on to the final round, and who waits in the final round but my old buddy Jeg. And, you know, we've had so many titanic clashes that mean so much with so much on the line, and I knew it'd be close. I knew I had to do a great job again in the final, and both of us, I think, had our worst light of the day. I'm not quite sure what went down there, but whatever it was, it affected both of us, and we were basically identical, leaving the starting line, and my car made a better run. So it's a total team effort, Joe. Sometimes the driver gets the job done, sometimes the car gets the job done, and we had both today, and that's what it takes to win a national event in pro stock right now. You've got to have perfection every time out there.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Name and affiliation questions for Greg Anderson, starting with Phil Burgess, National Dragster.
You talk about Jason having the best chance for a championship. Does that mean that you kind of had thought maybe you weren't going to do it, but you didn't drive that way today?
I got to say, Phil, after Charlotte, it pretty much, I'm a realist, and I'm 150 points back, and my car is not performing anywhere near like, you know, Jason's or Erica's or Jeg's, or the list goes on and on and on. So really, I don't quit. I don't ever give up. I keep trying. We keep digging, and we made a lot of changes this week to keep, you know, give it one last shot, and we hit on it. We came here, and all of a sudden, my Red Summit Chevy is fast, just like our other team cars are, and it's got a chance. So it didn't show it on Friday, but it sure showed it on Saturday, and I knew coming into today I had a race car that had a chance to go for the title, and now it's just a matter of can I drive the car well enough, and somehow the good Lord put his hand on my shoulder today, and he let that clutch go at the right time every time, and you know, I just, sometimes you don't understand it. I don't feel like I really do anything different every time up there. It seems like every time I try to concentrate as hard as I can and cut as good a light as I can, and sometimes they come up 90s, sometimes they come up 003. I don't understand it. I wish I did. After 20, 30 years of racing, you'd think you'd be able to know, be able to tell, and I can't tell you the difference right now between a 003 and a 40 or 50 light. So you just do the best you can and hope that your lucky stars are there and the good Lord turns out a good number for you.
Next question.
Mike Hague with Race Day, San Antonio. Greg, can you talk about the competition level in this class this year? I mean, it just seems like it's intense, and it's just hard to get wins.
It's not just intense, but it's so deep. There's so many of them. You know, when we cut off to the countdown, we cut off to 10, and quite honestly, there was 12 to 14 cars that could contend for the title. So we cut it down to 10. There's legitimately 10 cars that can win any race of the countdown and contend for the title. So it's never been that deep before. The class has never been that deep on talent and people with a very realistic chance to win championship, win races and win championships. So I have no earthly idea who's going to win this thing. I'm on the inside. I'm an insider better, and I can't tell you who's the favorite, who's going to win this thing, because everybody right now can beat everybody else, and that's different than it's been in years past.
Next question for Greg Anderson.
Yeah, John Sturbin from RacingToday.com. Greg, you talked about beating Erica. How important was it as you mentioned, to knock her off today and let somebody else get in there.
After what happened first round, beating Jason, that was hugely important amongst my own team, but I was basically congratulated by every other race team at the finish line because that put them back in the fight. That put them back in the chance to win a championship because, quite honestly, she's had the car lately, and she drives it, and she could sweep the table. She absolutely could go on a run and sweep the table. So to knock that momentum down and stop her the second round is huge. It's just huge. And as I said, I made a lot of friends amongst the class with that win second round because that put them back in. It gave them hope again. It gave them, you know, a chance that they weren't going to be left behind this weekend and left in the dust. And they still had a realistic chance of being a world champion with two races to go. So they like me now. I hope I can continue this run, and they don't like me by the end of the year.
Was that unfamiliar territory for you to have everybody patting you on the back?
Yeah, for sure. And I don't really like that. I would rather they don't like me, and that means you've done a great job. So that's the goal. The goal is to have everybody hate you, Joe. And it's been a while since I've been able to do that. So great day today, and we'll see what happens next week.
94th race win, third of the season. So you're closing in on the milestone, which is 97 with Warren Johnson. Another interesting note, the Chevy Camaro will win its 199th race in Pro Stock history this weekend. Bill Jenkins in 1970 was the first, which means the next Pro Stock 200. Win for a Camaro will be 200. How significant is that?
Well, I remember the 100th win, and I think we got that one. So I would love to put that feather in our cap amongst the KB team. And, you know, for us to have a realistic chance to win a championship, one of our team cars needs to win that event at Las Vegas. And it's our home track. It's Ken Black's home track. It's where we love to go race. It's where we feel we perform very well. So I can't wait to get there.
I would like to ask you to expand a little bit on something that some people had maybe thought of. When Jason, who was way high up in the points and really contending for the championship, and you had to run first round, and you were not, right? There were people with drag racing, two-wide drag racing. They always, always, always speculate that a team car will dive so that there's a championship. You know and understand that. Please just address that issue. Obviously, you're driving, told the tale, but to the people who think those thoughts, address that issue.
Obviously, Joe, you hear it every day, and it doesn't matter how many times you prove it. And I feel as a team, as a KB Racing team, Jason and I, we have proved it so many times over the years with everything on the line. We've gone out there and raced heads up and cost ourselves championship, cost ourselves money, cost ourselves, you know, our livelihood. That's just what we are. We have a lot of pride, and you can't – we're not built that way. We can't even think of the word cheat. We can't think of the word throw a race. We can't think of that. That's not in our DNA, and that's why I think Summit Racing Equipment – buys into us and supports us and thinks that we're the team to represent them, because that's our morals, that's our goal, that's how we live, and that's how it'll always be. And, you know, I look around and I see some other teams maybe don't play by those same rules, but that's too bad. We can sleep at night. We feel good about it the next day, no matter what it does to our pocketbook, no matter what it does to our resume. It doesn't matter. You're out here to put a show on for the fans, and if fans see that, that's pretty discouraging. And you know what? You cost yourself fans, and this sport can't go on. And I want this sport to go on. I want my family to be involved for years to come. I want all my people that work for me, all their families, to be able to be involved. And I want NHRA Championship Racing to be here for years to come. And if we start doing things like that, it'll fold up and it'll go away. So I'm not going to be a part of that.
Look ahead to Vegas.
I love the racetrack, and Jason loves the racetrack, and Ken can't wait for us to get there. So there's a lot of other teams that love that racetrack, too. The elite team loves that racetrack. They've had a lot of race wins there. It's going to be a titanic duel, and it's going to really set the stage. You know, basically, when you leave Las Vegas on Sunday night, you have to be within 80 to 100 points of the lead. And only that number because it's points and a half at Pomona. But because it's points and a half, 80 to 100 points, it's still realistic, because anybody can beat anybody in this class. So that's the goal, to get it within 80 or 100 points going into Pomona. And then there's probably, if that happens, there's going to be, my guess is there's going to be 8 teams at least still alive for the championship at Pomona. We've never seen that before.
Amazing. Greg, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win here at the Texas Motorplex, your 94th of your career. Great job.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you, guys.